USA News. I'm Tim Berg. Israel has launched an attack against Iran and has hit a site with missiles. That's according to a U.S. official who spoke with ABC News. This comes days after Iran launched 300 drones and missiles at Israel. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer spent some time meeting with the Prime Minister of Ukraine on Thursday, the chamber leader telling the Prime Minister that he commends the work of Ukrainians amidst ongoing attacks from Russian forces.
Your people are valiant. I've seen them. Your president is valiant, and you are. And we're with the Ukrainian people.
The White House is cleaning up a lie President Biden told on Wednesday. Biden saying his uncle was eaten by cannibals at a campaign stop in Pennsylvania. Biden mentioning also that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Aboard Air Force One, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre informing reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten in New Guinea by natives in 1944. Hunter Biden is asking appellate courts in both of his criminal cases to consider dismissing his tax and gun charges. Biden asking the Third Circuit Court of Appeals earlier this week to hear his arguments for dismissal after a judge in Delaware denied Biden's request to drop three felonies related to a 2018 gun purchase. Biden also asking the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last week to dismiss nine tax charges he is facing in California, including failure to pay taxes and filing false returns. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
According to a recent Harvard Kennedy School poll, only 9% of young Americans believe the United States is heading in the right direction, while 58% think it's going the wrong way. Despite this, over half of them expressed intentions to vote for President Biden in the upcoming election, with 53% stating they definitely plan to cast their vote. The White House has made it clear that President Biden's uncle was not eaten by cannibals. While speaking at two campaign stops in Pennsylvania Wednesday, Biden mentioned that his uncle Ambrose Finnegan was killed during World War II and then made a reference to cannibalism.
He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
Thursday aboard Air Force One, the White House press secretary informed reporters that Biden was simply expressing his immense pride in Finnegan and that there is no truth to the claim that he was eaten by New Guinea natives in 1944. A recent report from the anti-death penalty organization Reprieve reveals that black inmates sentenced to death by lethal injection experienced botched procedures at significantly higher rates than their white counterparts. The report indicates that black prisoners have a 220% greater likelihood of enduring a botched execution compared to white prisoners. Prince Harry has formally designated the United States as his main residence. In recent business filings, he identified the U.S. as his new country/state of usual residence. Since stepping back from the royal duties in 2020, he and Meghan Markle have established their home in California. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.